The 920 KVEC Podcast Network is presented by the Slo County Real Estate Podcast with Hal Swayze. Up-to-date information on the local real estate market on your time. New episodes weekly at the podcast link at 920kvec.com and wherever you get your podcasts. California DRE 01111911.
It is 5:06 on the Central Coast. It is Thursday, February 23rd, 2023. You're listening to the Dave Congleton Show. Good to be back with you. Hope everyone is well. I remind you, tomorrow, Dr. James Armstead will be here. We'll mark the first anniversary of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. I also remind you that closer to home, a week from today, we will sit down with the president of Cuesta College, Dr. Jill Stearns, find out how things are going out at Cuesta. Still to come on this broadcast, during the 6 o'clock hour, we will take you inside the Lawrence Livermore, let's make this official, the Lawrence Livermore Laboratory Fusion Ignition Project. Exciting opportunities ahead that shape where we get our energy from. We will see what happens. This hour, it's been far too long since we last chatted with Mr. Dan Shadwell. I've been thinking of Dan all week, looking forward to this conversation, because Dan has been a regular contributor to this broadcast, and for years he has been a consistent critic of Fox News. And now all these stories are coming out, and geez, good to be with Dan Shadwell. Mr. Shadwell, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dave.
Well, there's so much to talk about here. I'm looking at the Washington Post article, Fox News Feared Losing Viewers by Airing Truth About the Election, according to a series of documents. So as we dive into this, Dan, let's kind of back up and give our listeners the bigger picture of who is Dominion and what is the basis of this $1.6 billion lawsuit?
Well, okay. So Dominion is the manufacturer of a voting system that was widely used in various parts of the country. It was not the only system that was used. It's a Denver-based company. And if you recall back to the weeks right after the 2020 election, there were all of these bizarre conspiracy theories that were coming out, promoting ideas that somehow Dominion had thrown the election, that it had some kind of a process whereby votes that had been cast for Donald Trump were in fact flipped to Joe Biden, that Hugo Chavez and all sorts of other nefarious characters somehow were playing a part in this, and that it was this vast conspiracy to rob Donald Trump of the election, which of course was baloney. And what we're finding now from this filing that is part of this $1.6 billion lawsuit against Fox News on the part of Dominion voting machines, that the internal text messages and even some emails confirm that the hosts of Fox News knew that this big lie and all of these conspiracy theories were baloney. They knew it, and they continued to go ahead and promote those on air. So what Dominion now is having to do is, and they have the burden of proof in this case, they basically have to prove that Fox News was acting with actual malice, or that it was reckless with respect to the truth, and whether or not this information that it was promoting with interviews with people like Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani and all these, you know, these nutcases who were complaining that the election was stolen, they have to basically demonstrate that Fox News was reckless and didn't care about the fact that the information was wrong when they presented it to the audience.
And I agree with you 100%, Dan, but even if Dominion doesn't prevail, I think that the emails, the messages coming out, reaffirm everything that you and others have been saying about Fox News all along. Examples from the article. Sidney Powell is lying. Primetime star Tucker Carlson wrote to his producer about a Trump lawyer who had appeared on Fox and spewed basic accusations. Here's another one. There is no evidence of fraud. This is news anchor Brett Baer wrote to one of his bosses. So here's a scenario of the news personalities and news reporters believing one thing personally and then reporting something else totally different.
Right. And the primary purpose and the primary responsibility of a legitimate news organization is to tell you the truth, whether or not it's good news or bad news, or whether it's not, or whether it's something you like to hear or want to hear or not. The point is, if you're not telling the truth, you're not actually doing the news. And this has been my complaint for a long, long time. Tucker Carlson is a smart guy. He has a good education. He was a history major, and he knows right from wrong, and he has been playing fast and loose with the facts for a long, long time, and I would actually suggest that he is deliberately manipulating his audience or telling them things that he knows they want to hear, even when he knows that they're baloney. Yeah. And you're going to hear me say probably baloney a few times tonight, but it's not just Tucker Carlson. Sean Hannity, some of the executives at Fox News knew this was going on. Rupert Murdoch himself was saying that in the days after the election, that Trump's claims that the election was stolen was, quote, crazy. So,
here's the bottom line in the article. Fox News allowed the false claims to air because it was fearful of losing viewers to Newsmax, an even more pro-Trump news channel. That was their motivation.
Right. Yeah, it's money. It's basically just, you know, the old admonition to follow the money, and you're going to get to where the corruption lies. So, and in this case, it was lies that were piled upon lies upon lies upon lies. And once they realized in the days after the election that they were beginning to lose viewers to Newsmax and OANN, then they went ahead and started promoting these people on air. So they had Mike Lindell on, they had Sidney Powell on, they had Rudy Giuliani on. They had, you know, numerous stories promoting this idea. And then they're trying now to claim that, oh, well, we were just engaged in good journalism by producing shows that allowed these people to express their views. But they were complicit in saying, oh, yes, that's outrageous. And if you go back and look at what they were saying and they're prompting to these guests, it was encouraging and completely, almost advocacy of what was being said. And that's where they're going to get into trouble, I think.
Yeah. And as the analyst suggested, if Fox News told the truth, it would could destroy their business model. So they lose. They had the choice between telling the truth or making money. They chose to make money. Now, Fox News has come back and said that the Dominion messages have all been taken out of context.
Well, yeah, they can try to say that, but for some of these messages basically are pretty complete, and you're not, from what I can tell anyway, it doesn't look like you're getting a lot of heavy-duty editing that would be persuasive in a disingenuous fashion. In other words, so here's one other note I was going to point out. Fox reporter Jackie Heinrich, who had fact-checked a tweet from Trump referring to Fox broadcasts, she basically fact-checked him and said that there was no evidence of voter fraud from Dominion. Carlson goes in one of these text message exchanges to management, says, please get her fired. He added, it needs to stop immediately, like tonight. It's measurably hurting the company. The stock price is down, not a joke. So he was not only looking at this from the perspective of the ratings, but also probably as a shareholder, as some kind of profit sharing situation. He himself personally was losing money and was very upset about this, and effectively was telling Fox to fire the reporter who was actually doing the job that they all should have been doing.
Yes, but as we chat with Dan Shadwell, your phone calls are still to come. Here's the bigger question, Dan. Is this going to change anything on Fox News, or are they just going to ignore it and keep going on doing what they're doing?
Well, here, you know, so this is where the consumer has an opportunity to send a message. And, you know, when people decide that they're going to boycott a particular company because a company is doing something inappropriate or illegal or just morally or ethically objectionable, you can vote with your dollars. And in this case, you just turn the channel. The point, I guess, that this also speaks to is when you know that there is a pattern of an organization that purports to be telling you what's really going on in the world, and there's a pattern of lying to you, deliberately lying to you, manipulating you based on what they think you want to hear instead of what they know to be true, you, as a viewer, have an obligation, I would say, to say, we're going to put an end to this, and I'm going to stop watching you guys. And I tell you what, it's very clear that Fox is paying very close attention to what their viewers want. So if enough viewers actually reach out to Fox or basically change the channel, Fox will respond. They're paying very close attention.
And the point that I underscore is that this is not just one newscaster or one talk show host on Fox. This was from the top down. This was a corporate response to the surge in ratings by a competitor. How do we respond to that? How do we keep our listeners? We say whatever it takes to keep them watching.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, you were absolutely right in the opening statements. I mean, you and I have talked about this, gosh, for years now. And I mean, I would again invite folks if you want. You know, I know I was getting a lot of flack for some of my vitriol about Fox and Tucker Carlson in particular, you know, for years. But if you go back and listen to some of our programs that we've discussed this, these were exactly the kinds of things that you could tell were going on. I mean, obviously we didn't have the specific details, but just by virtue of the way they're going about their business, it's not a news organization. Mm-hmm. And in fact, the vast majority of people on air are not journalists. They're opinion people. So I guess it's not surprising, you know, that they're going to be manipulating their audience a little bit if they see an opportunity to make money.
We're in conversation with Dan Shadwell, longtime Fox News critic, and he's explaining why he's been critical of Fox News in light of all these emails and messages that have now come out in public indicating that Fox News hosts knew that all these January 6th deniers and election deniers were lying and making things up, and they treated them as credible anyway. What are the implications of that? We'll ask Dan that when we continue right here on AM 920, FM 96.5 News Talk, KVEC. This is the Dave Congleton Show, always your hometown radio talk show, in conversation with Mr. Dan Shadwell. On the Stolberg-Tatum text line, Mr. Shadwell, a listener writes, I'm glad to hear that Dominion is taking Fox News to task. It's too bad most disinformation spreaders will not be held liable for the irreparable damage they've done to our country. Thoughts on that?
Well, yeah, the tentacles spread in so many different directions. I mean, and this is, it's fundamentally about trust. I mean, it's about not only trust in our news organizations, trust in our leaders, but it's trust in the political system, in our elections. And this is, I think, really speaks to why Dominion is asking for $1.6 billion, because effectively, once they were undermined or feeling as though they could not legitimately offer their machines with any voters believing that what they were going to be engaged in was going to be honest and truthful and that the whole process was going to be fair, Dominion effectively said, you know, we our entire business model is shot. So their trust is hurt. Our trust in our leaders is hurt. Our trust in our news organizations is hurt. I mean, there's so much damage from this kind of thing, and it's very difficult to stop.
Well, I want to talk more about this, but I also want to throw out this other issue. Speaker of the House and former Central Coast Congressman Kevin McCarthy gave Tucker Carlson exclusive footage related to January 6th. What's happening here, Dan?
Okay, well, so if you recall, the January 6th hearings utilized a lot of video. Actually, it was a relatively small portion of the 44,000 hours, apparently, of video from security cameras inside the Capitol that caught, you know, the insurrectionists, all these marauders coming through and destroying things and basically terrorizing the lawmakers and trying to shut down and overturn the election. So this mass of videos, once the election, the midterm elections had passed and the Democrats lost control in the House, now Kevin McCarthy has control of that video. And so he basically decided that he was going to turn it all over to, guess who? Tucker Carlson. And, you know, he did this after all of this news broke about Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham and all these other people at Fox News, knowingly telling you lies. So he basically takes all of this footage, hands it over exclusively, by the way, to Tucker Carlson. He's saying now that he's going to turn it over to some other news agencies later on, but, you know, who knows when that's going to be and to what agencies he would. But again, the point is that he's handing all of this information, all this video information, which apparently, according to the Capitol Police and some prosecutors say, contains all sorts of very, very detailed information about escape routes in the Capitol, various security measures, things that could be used by insurrectionists. You know, God forbid that happens again, but this could be used by people to infiltrate the Capitol again. So it's a real security risk.
Why is he doing it? Why is McCarthy doing this?
Well, he's doing this because basically he was complaining during the January 6th committee hearings that that he felt as though the Republicans were not being treated fairly and that the Democrats were turning this into a big political witch hunt. I would remind you, too, of course, that there were Republicans, two Republicans on the committee, and they would argue vehemently with McCarthy about that characterization. But the point is, he was saying that once he got control, he was going to turn over all of this information and try to put out some other kind of a counter narrative. And I think that's exactly what he figures that Tucker Carlson's going to do. He'll get in there and start doing some fancy editing and try to turn around and make this look like some kind of conspiracy theory from, I don't know who, Antifa maybe.
And what does McCarthy gain from doing this?
Well, he placates a lot of his ultra-right-wing people, including Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz and all of these folks who were these kind of nutcases who were trying to claim that the Capitol insurrectionists are in fact the victims in all of this and that they're somehow being persecuted and it's a witch hunt against all, you know, these are some of the same people who were trying to claim that the rioters were just tourists engaged in ordinary tours, which of course could not be a bigger lie.
But yeah. So I got about a minute before the news break, Dan. Where does Fox News stand today, given these two stories?
Well, hopefully Fox News takes a real hit in the pocketbook. I mean, I am hoping that Fox viewers, after realizing that they've been duped and treated like chumps, would actually turn off Fox News and well, hopefully they'd turn off some of the other organizations too. They're feeding them a line of baloney about the big lie too. But I don't know. We'll see if that happens.
And so the surge in ratings by Newsmax, was that maintained?
That's a really good question. Don't think so. I think it began to drop off pretty quickly after Fox tried to regain the narrative.
They're no longer perceived as a threat to Fox News?
I think that's exactly right. I mean, and truthfully, they don't have the money. They don't have the financing behind them. And they never had the legitimacy, really, to compete on a fair playing field.
All right. We are in conversation with Mr. Dan Shadwell, longtime critic of Fox News, explaining and reacting to the latest news. I mean, it is kind of troubling. They knew the truth. They knew people were lying. And apparently, they didn't care. They put them on the broadcast anyway. That's a lot, but we've got news and traffic and weather and your phone call still to come. This is Hometown Radio. have landed on the Dave Congleton Show, always your hometown radio talk show. During the 6 o'clock hour, we take you inside the Lawrence Livermore Lab Fusion Ignition Project. Dr. Armstead joins us tomorrow to mark the first anniversary of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Dan Shadwell is on this broadcast talking about Fox News and the Dominion lawsuit, Fox News and the relationship between Kevin McCarthy and Tucker Carlson. Ron is calling in from Roy Grande. Hey, Ron.
Hello, Dave. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Okay. Yes. I'm sorry, I was getting a hot chocolate here. My question is, I hear your guests talking about Fox and all that stuff, but what about, was it a year or 2 years ago when they came out with this laptop from Hunter Biden and all the major media just know it's Russian stuff, even though the New York Post came out with an article about why this is Hunter Biden's thing. And so you had the other media just ignoring it completely and telling their audience what it isn't. Doesn't that relate to what Fox has done? And I haven't heard him scream about those other media.
Okay. And before Dan responds, just clarify, please, Ron, what exactly is the Hunter Biden story?
So you don't know about the laptop,
Ron, I'm just... What is the Hunter Biden story that you're so concerned about? Just explain it to us.
The connection to Joe Biden and his family. Joe Biden says, I didn't meet any of these people. He's got pictures of them standing next to him. He has dealings where he's called the big guy and everything else. But all the major media other than Fox completely ignored it, actually they didn't ignore it. They came out against it saying, nope, this is Russian thing, and they had no basis for saying that.
All right, let's hear from Dan. Ron, hang on a second. Let's hear from Dan.
Well, okay. lot to unpack here about the Hunter Biden story. Basically, what was happening was that the mainstream media, so-called mainstream media, and by that I'm referring in this case to organizations like New York Times, Washington Post, several other organizations, had indicated that there were stories out there that this laptop had been dropped off and somehow had come into the possession of this computer store. And they basically said, we don't have a lot of information about it, and they backed off, and they didn't try to make a big deal out of it. The problem with this story, in my opinion, is that, like this story that we're talking about with Fox News now, where they basically are telling you one thing to your face and then quietly saying things behind your back, they were trying to whip this into some kind of a good reason to not focus on the insurrection on January 6th, or any of the lies about the Donald Trump.
He's trying to answer your question. Well, no, wait a minute, Ron. Excuse me. You're the one who called in and shifted. Dan is talking about the Dominion lawsuit. You call in, and we're always glad to hear from you, Ron, and you try to shift it to Hunter Biden.
No, I'm trying to compare it. Mm-hmm. To where he's getting down on Fox News for everything that they've done as far as saying one thing and behind their back. Now, the major media knew about this. In fact, the problem is that the federal government went to the major media and said, you're going to see a information about this laptop, and it wasn't true story. It's Russian propaganda or whatever you call it.
Ron, let me try this. Are you concerned at all by these revelations about the election coverage where Fox News knew these people were lying, but they put them on the show anyway? Does that concern you at all?
Truthfully, I look at the other 99% of what's reported on Fox News, where they allow you to hear stuff about, and I know this is going to really bring a reaction, about COVID, where doctors and everybody else that were against what was going on came out and they tried to show that there was a proof that there was a problem, and they were blackballed and everything else.
You're not answering the question.
If it's done on Fox, it's done on the other medias, And the proof, I think, is some of the things that have come up completely false that the major media's reported.
All right.
And there's no outcry about that.
All right. Ron, enjoy your hot chocolate. Thank you very much for calling in. Well, Dan, this is the mindset you're up against in trying to critique Fox News.
Right, right. It's, and there's this false equivalency. If Fox is doing it, I'm sure everybody else is doing it too, and that's just not true, Ron. It's just not true, okay? And this is the problem. This is the problem. They're playing you. They're playing their audience. They're lying to you and telling you stuff that they know is not true because it keeps you whipped up and completely focused on the Hunter Biden issue, which is not what we were talking about and not a major problem. But here's the deal. The federal government, the Justice Department, has been looking into Hunter Biden's activities, and they don't disclose information. They don't release information, but that is an ongoing investigation. And believe me, if there is information there that implicates him in some kind of serious wrongdoing, he will be charged. And Biden has actually even said so.
All right.
So he's said that investigation is on its own tracks, and he's leaving it alone. He's not messing with it at all.
805-543-8830 if you want in on this conversation, Mr. Shadwell. On the Stolberg-Tatum text line, text number one, could Dan comment on how so many Americans could be unwittingly duped by the scam the former president and Fox News perpetuated?
How so many? Well, you know, I mean, here's the thing. We've got, if you take a step back and kind of look at where we are in our politics these days, it's become completely tribal. We're not even listening to information anymore. We're not even thinking critically through it. We're not digesting it, or at least a good portion of the American population is not, because what they have done is just decided, I'm a Republican, so I'm just going to kind of go down this line. Now, we did see, and we are seeing, some fractures in some of that after the January 6th subcommittee hearings, after the revelations that Donald Trump was keeping a lot of these documents at Mar-a-Lago and was deliberately trying to throw the FBI off the scent and lying and all that. So there is a little bit of fracturing, but basically what we've got right now is this kind of lizard brain thing that I'm just going to stick with my side, and I'm not going to listen to common sense.
Let's take another call. We've got Tom in Los Osos. Hey, Tom.
Hi.
Hi, Tom.
How are you doing?
We're good, thanks.
I was listening to what you guys were saying, and it seems to me that there's a lot of other news outlets that spread misinformation or outright lies. For instance, NPR is constantly promoting this climate change lie about California disasters being caused by climate change. I hear it all the time, and you don't say anything about that. I just wanted to say.
Yeah, but Tom, if I could direct you, please, comment on the Fox News story. Here are emails, messages from Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity, saying, hey, Rudy Giuliani, he's lying. He's not telling the truth. And then they put him on the air anyway, and they validate what he's saying. Doesn't that trouble you in any way?
Mildly, but I'm far more troubled about what's going on in here with California. We pay much higher gas prices in other places in the country because of unnecessary environmental exaggerations about climate change. Look at what happened with our natural gas prices. The same reason. Now the governor is banning cars. He's wants to ban gas stoves, gas water heaters.
Yeah. I hear your passion, Tom.
It's not true.
I hear your passion, but that's not the topic. Dan, comment if you want.
Well, Tom, you know, there's a lot to unpack in your accusations and assertions there. What I would say is, climate change is not a hoax. You just go to NASA. There's a whole site all set up to just address some of your concerns. And meteorologists worldwide, now it's about 99.5% of all of the meteorologists, the climate scientists, the atmospheric chemists, et cetera, are in complete agreement that global warming is a thing. It's happening faster than anybody predicted. It's much faster than the early models. This is not a hoax. So that's a whole separate topic, but I would just say, you know, NPR, I think, is actually one of the better news organizations. I would challenge you to pick a story, come back and join the show when I'm back on again, and point out something that they have deliberately manipulated and put out as bad information.
Tom, can you have any examples of NPR lying about information?
Yeah, routinely spreading misinformation that the California wildfires have been caused by climate change. That's not true. There's plenty of studies out there that show wildfires were caused by natural conditions. They're natural and native to California. It's not climate change. I'm not saying climate change is a hoax, but I am saying it's being wildly exaggerating, and it's hurting people.
But that's not the same as saying NPR reporters are deliberately lying like Fox News reporters were.
No, but they are. Okay. Fox News is conservative. NPR is totally liberal, progressive. They're lying to promote the progressive agenda. Right. That's what they do. Yeah. That's what Dan Caldwell does.
Okay. All right, Tom. Thank you. Thank you very much for calling.
Tom, in the demographics for NPR tend to skew college-educated people who are paying attention. And, you know, that's not the demographic that Fox News has, and that's part of the reason that I think Fox News makes some of the decisions that it does.
Dan Shadwell on this broadcast.
I'm not saying one's better than the other, but I'm saying, you know, the people on NPR typically put on experts that are speaking to those topics. If you're hearing something, that's usually coming from an expert.
There's a difference between being, even if we grant Tom his argument that the NPR reporters are wrong, that doesn't mean they're lying. That just means that they're mistaken. All right, this is totally different. Fox News, they knew the truth, and they chose to ignore the truth, and that's what we're talking about at 805-543-8830. On the Stolberg-Tatum text line, your guest is implying that Fox is a lying organization. But seriously, they all lie. You can't tell me CNN, MSNBC, ABC aren't driven by the narrative they want out there. They all lie. Finally, a comment on the topic. Dan, they all
lie. Okay. Yeah, it's, well, this is this false equivalency, this whataboutism that is another favorite ploy on the right. Oh, well, you know, we're not going to actually respond to the criticism that what we're doing is completely unethical and dishonest. What we're going to do is we're going to try to just smear everybody else out and then try to make you think that they're all the same. They're not all the same. Fox News hosts deliberately put on people that they knew were lying to you because they were concerned about losing money, whether it was in ratings or in their stock prices or their profit sharing or whatever it was. And this is documented in their own words.
Yeah.
It's not somebody else telling them that. These are text messages and emails from Tucker Carlson, from Sean Hannity, from Laura Ingraham, from officials and the brass at Fox.
All right, let's go to Tony in Atascadero. Hi, Tony.
Hey, good evening. Great topic again.
We're trying.
Liar, Fox on fire. So, yeah, if they were caught, do something about it. I mean, not you guys, but I mean, hold their feet to the fire. Do that with everybody. If they're caught like that, then yeah, it's blatant.
It's a $1.6 billion lawsuit. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much more serious you can get, Dan.
Well, yeah, some of the court filings seem to suggest that Fox has about $4 billion available. I'm not sure if that's the total corporate holdings of just Fox or if it's some of the other organizations that it owns as well, including the New York Post. I'm guessing it's all Fox. But the point is a $1.6 billion settlement, if they get that, and there are some very, very sharp attorneys, including Lawrence Tribe, who's a former Harvard law professor, who says, I think Dominion both will and should prevail in this. You know, that's going to hurt. And it may force some kind of a reconfiguration of the staffing there and hopefully a change in their philosophy, because this isn't news.
Fine. All right, Tony, thank you very much for calling in. Let's try to get through some of these other phone calls. Here's Jack in San Luis. Hey, Jack.
Dave, it's interesting to me that we're, I don't know, having a case of indigestion about Fox News or MSLSD or the Cranky News Network or, you know, numb-nuts public radio.
All right.
If you don't like it, shut it off. Really. I mean, I don't really look at this as, I mean, maybe there's a news story there, but I haven't listened to Fox or any of the networks in, I can't even remember where.
Yeah, but millions do, including members of my own family. What do you say, Dan?
Yeah, I agree. You know, if you don't like it, turn it off. Obviously, that's a solution. The problem is that we have about 40% of the country that still believes that Donald Trump's lies somehow were true, and that's largely because they're listening to these organizations like Fox News that are filling them full of baloney. And you know, because of the First Amendment, you can't just basically go in and shut down Fox. You have to try to persuade the people who are listening, and you know, I don't know, just following this stuff and apparently swallowing it all.
Yeah, Jack, go ahead, Jack. Go ahead.
But Dan and Dave, I understand with the previous callers that you want to keep, you know, kind of keep this focused on Fox and, you know, and that. But for even somebody like me who doesn't engage in news media very much, I look at, I can look at a whole host of networks and say, okay, they knew that the Russian collusion story and the talking points that Adam Schiff was putting out were categorically false, even proven so by our own government investigation, and yet they continued to report on it as if it were true. I'm not surprised that people distrust the media on the left or the right.
Yeah, but Jack, the difference is, I think you'd have a point there if you had the emails from Rachel Maddow saying, oh, this is a bunch of baloney, but I'm going to go on the air with it anyway. We don't have that, do we?
No. Well, I'm probably not really interested in looking at any of Rachel Maddow's emails.
Okay.
But, yeah, you're okay. I mean, I'll let you win the point, but my point is the distrust of the media.
There's no doubt.
I think it runs to both sides of the aisle.
There's no
really
doubt.
Do.
And Dan, in a short statement, I think you would agree with me, right, that there's distrust on both the left and the right?
I would agree that there's mistrust on both and distrust on both sides, but this is largely why. And frankly, people calling in and saying, oh, well, it's all the same. All the other networks do the same. They don't. They don't all do the same thing. This is unusual, and it's wrong, and it needs to be called out. And if you're watching Fox, you need to quit doing it or let them know that you won't stand for it.
Jack, good to hear from you. Let's squeeze in Margaret on KVEC. Hi, Margaret.
Hi. Hi. It's so nice of you to take my call. I think this really goes back to the fact that somehow or other it has been turned into some kind of a game show. And whoever can convince most people of the most lies, that's what people want to watch. And I think it's very, very dangerous. I hearken back to the era when we had Walter Cronkite, we had Ted Koppel, we had people that were reporting facts, and there was no divisiveness about, well, there's somebody else on the other side might have a different point of view, because these were reputable things that were told in a way that everyone could really believe in. And now we have confused with news with entertainment. And Fox is very good at entertaining people. But unfortunately, if it's being swallowed as fact, that's where the problem is. Yeah. It should not be called Fox News. It should be called Fox Entertainment. And then they can say whatever they want, and it does not compare. It is not a question of the left and the right. It's a question of the validity of the information that's being passed on.
Sounds like the movie Network. Dan, another short response, please.
No, I think that's absolutely right on. And we moved away from the folks of like Ted Koppel and Walter Cronkite and David Brinkley and on and on and on when we started making news a profit center. In years past, the news organizations were never expected to make money. But now, because they're so busy chasing the dollar, they're willing to do anything, including lying to their audience, to make sure that they keep the money flowing.
Yeah. All right, Margaret, thanks for calling in. We'll come back and wrap things up with Mr. Shadwell. I'm Dave Congleton on AM 920, FM 96.5 News Talk, KVEC. On the Stahlberg Tatum text line, isn't it true that Fox News is just a propaganda outlet, not an actual news program at all? Dan, is that a fair criticism?
Well, you know, it's not my job to basically label them as news or not. I just would encourage people who listen and watch their programming to try to think critically about this and compare what they're doing
and for that matter, also Newsmax and OANN, two legitimate news organizations that win Pulitzer Prizes and Peabody Awards, and year after year after year do great reporting. And when they make a mistake, they publish it.
Right.
If you look at the bottoms of New York Times and Washington Post articles, when they have a correction, they put it right there.
Half the techs hate you, half the techs love you. We're squeezing a comment from Don. Hey, Don.
Yeah, Dave, a quotable quote. If you don't read the news, you're misinformed, or you're not informed, and if you do read the news, you're misinformed.
Try that again, Don. Read that again.
Okay. If you don't read the news, you're uninformed. If you do read the news, you're misinformed. Mark Twain.
All right. I think Mark Twain said everything. Don, thank you. That's a good note on which to end. I'm sure, Dan, you would disagree with that. I got 30 seconds for you to wrap it up for us.
Well, I would just point out that if you're trying to make a case in court, one of the primary tactics that attorneys will use if they have a witness on the stand that they can prove is lying, they can completely discredit everything else that they're about to testify to. So I would say, let's think about this and maybe apply some of that same logic. And when you see an entire news organization that is lying to you because of their concern about revenues, it's time to turn the channel.
All right. I don't want people turning the channel, though. I want people to stick around. Don, Dan, thank you very much. News, traffic, weather. Then we'll take you inside the Lawrence Livermore Lab and find out about the Fusion Ignition Project. Stay with us.
The 920 KVEC Podcast Network is presented by the Slow County Real Estate Podcast with Hal Swayze. Up-to-date information on the local real estate market on your time. New episodes weekly at the podcast link at 920kvec.com and wherever you get your podcasts. California DRE 0111911.